this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's jam in as many calls as we can right now in overdrive. Shane in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Jones? Shane Hicks here. I called you a couple of years ago when I was still in the military. I was an Apache driver at the time. I want to let you know that there is something you can find online called CMOS, which is a common missile warning system. All aircraft in the U.S. military are retrofitted with this technology, which basically renders any portable surface-to-air missile device virtually irrelevant.
Is that where it fires out all the flares?
Yeah, that's what it is. And something that, you know, we should be putting out there, because let's think about this. If we end up having an event which we know could be used as a false flag or whatever you want to call it, they're going to end up retrofitting every civilian airline with this anyway. So if this is the threat and they're admitting it, then they should go ahead and just start retrofitting these things now to prevent it from ever happening. That's just my one point there. And then the one other thing I want to let you know is we are still talking in the military every single day. I'm not in my unit anymore, but I have a former a lieutenant who's now a company commander, and she just put together a memo on 31 March of 2014, and bullet three says the soldiers and officers of this command faithfully upholding their oath, each member of Delta Company will be required to sign for and maintain a copy of the U.S. Constitution issued to them upon arrival to the company. I'm not going to give any specific information about who my former lieutenant was, but I can certainly forward you what this memo looks like. And there's real stuff happening in the command structure at the low level to basically awaken people to their constitutional oath.
Well, that's what I have seen happen the last 19 years on air, is that when they try to get the military at the low and mid-level to do bad things, it actually causes a big awakening and a constitutional rebellion against that tyranny. Please send that to showtips@infowars.com. Just give us the details. We'll cover up the names to protect everybody. That the military is rebelling in a legal and lawful way by promoting the Bill of Rights and Constitution and reminding people what their real oaths are. And that's the last thing the establishment wants. So that's a beautiful thing. And I am aware of that happening and going on. And it's very exciting. That's why it's key for veterans to reach out to their friends that are still in and to let them know that we're awake, that they're waking up, and that we can save this country. That's why the globalists are desperately opening the borders up right now.
Appreciate it. A lot of us know who you are. We appreciate what you're doing, sir. And we're not going to let this happen. The big thing is, are we going to unify around some basic principles of being good people? And so that's why a lot of the rhetoric that we need to have just needs to unify people. And our biggest enemy right now is apathy. People are ready to do something, but they're not exactly sure what.
Exactly. People need to know they have power. And just speaking out against evil is good. And then picking things to do locally is good. But that's why we have a chance to win and why the system is so scared, because there is a big awakening happening. It really is happening, folks. Who's up next here? Hubo in Wisconsin, and then I'm out of time. I'm sorry the other callers. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Alex Jones. Thank you for this opportunity. It's Hubo. In any case, you know, I believe that you are singularly the person who's speaking out from the highest rampart against this whole Iraq story that is being fed by the mainstream media. You are cogent, stentorian, and kudos to you. You know, I listened to your previous guest, whose website is We Meant Well, and I don't know what to think of it, and he's not here to defend himself, so I'm not going to lambaste
him. I tell you what, we'll just keep doing more overdrive. We'll do one more segment. We'll talk to Brian, Anthony, and Mark. Stay there. You've called before. How do you pronounce your name?
Abu.
Abu, Abu. Okay, I'll get it right. All right, I can hardly speak English, much less get other names right. It's a cool name. I just can't, you know, hardly say my name correctly myself. So, Habu, stay there. We'll come back to you, let you finish your point. Then Mark, Brian, and Anthony, straight ahead in overdrive.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV, and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're in overdrive right now for one more segment. Habu in Wisconsin, he were bringing up the State Department whistleblower that we had on earlier, Peter Van Buren. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, I want to go over too much what he said, but he sounded a lot like the clueless Senator Biden. When you remember, he had his hearings on Iraq, and he said, I think this was 2 or 3 years after the invasion, that it should be divided into three parts, as if it was for him to preordain what Iraq should be. And this person is kind of saying the same thing, as have others, when the Syrian matter was, you know, in bad shape for the Assad government. They were saying, oh, it should be divided into this, that, the other. You know, these people have no clue, respectfully, about what is going on there, and it is for the indigenous peoples to decide. And I think this is what we want from the globalist perspective, as you say, to divide it into these Bantu stands so that they can't, you know, work together and provide their own sovereignty and resistance.
That's what's going on, is a destabilization program, and Brzezinski admits that. And then you got somebody from the State Department, like Van Buren, who's a smart guy, but from his perspective, it's inept. But when we have all the quotes, it's not inept. It's order out of chaos. It's milking chaos. And it is the plan to deindustrialize and reduce the population of Iraq. Look, they had a stable government before they had Saddam Hussein overthrow it in 79. Then they overthrew him, who was stable compared to what was there. And then they talk about how screwed up it is, and their answer is break it in more parts. And it's just going to continue on forever. This is their model, and that's their program.
You're absolutely correct, and you've been saying this for a long time, whether it was Syria or Libya or Iraq before that. So, and you singularly...
Please don't praise me, brother. We're all in this together. It's pretty simple to see once you've studied it.
But at least you are saying it and others aren't, so that's the difference. In any case, you know, I also have a problem with his website, that Van Buren, that we meant well. We meant well ever since 91 when we, you know, the highway of death and all the continuous bombing in the 90s, and then, you know, even Bill Clinton before that, and the you know, it was worth the price. We never meant well.
I think he means that he meant well. And again, at the compartmentalized mid-level he was at, they really believe the mission, but they're told the mission is A when the mission is really Q. And so they're following on, this mission doesn't make sense because they're compartmentalized. I mean, I don't think he's a bad guy. I agree totally with his analysis on the situation in Ukraine. He was just involved in Iraq, so I think that's where you get what I would call a distortion in that point he was making. But as far as the facts he was giving, I think they're pretty accurate. But how do you think Iraq's going to end up?
You know, I hate to say this. I think Iran is going to play a bigger and bigger role, and to the detriment of the Iraqi people. And not that I don't like Iran or anything like this, but, you know, if I'm for sovereignty against U.S. interference, I'm also for sovereignty against Iranian and other interference. And you know, the poor people of Iraq have suffered for four decades now. And you know, if anything good can come out of this, to answer your question, I hope there is a final convulsion which will finally kind of bring this together. The people have had enough, but they want to be Iraqis.
No, I hear you. I'll say this, and I appreciate your call. I got to move on to others, but our government in 79 put Saddam Hussein in power. He was CIA. He was trained. Then they tell him to attack Iran. Then they tell him, oh, go ahead and invade Kuwait. Then they set him up. Then they kill over a million people with sanctions and war over the next couple decades. And then now they're invading it with al-Qaeda, who is armed. The globalists don't want any strong quasi-secular first world nations. That was Saddam's crime, was swimming pools, 60% of girls going to college, and having high IQs. And now they've been totally wrecked and ruined. And it's the model of what the globalists push. And Saudi Arabia, who's a big partner in this, wants a weak neighbor to the north. And it's just a barrel of snakes, is all I can say. You know, it's easy to have this subterfuge Machiavellian mind. The Arabs have had that forever. Look what it's done to them. You've just got to be honorable. And when I say Arabs, I'm not saying they're dishonorable. I'm saying the Arab elites, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, not necessarily if they're your enemy already. I mean, it's you know, I mean, if Jeffrey Dahmer didn't like some rock band that I like, doesn't mean Jeffrey Dahmer's good. Doesn't mean I throw in with Jeffrey Dahmer. It's just these people that look at it and angle expediently for themselves, oh, this will work good for my aims today, that is knowledge, not wisdom. Let's talk to Mark in Illinois. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. It's good to be alive and above ground. Any day above ground is a good day.
Any day above the flowers is a good day. I'll tell you what, Alex, you got a live one here. This whole immigration thing, the way it's going, and the destabilization of this country, and the demoralization of this country, I see it all around me. I mean, I see it every day. You know, there aren't any jobs here anymore for the most part. I see this country going to heck. I'm going to try to stay on topic here. I could talk about a lot of things. But, you know, one of the things you brought up earlier with this, you know, this David Knight thing tonight, and, you know, the collapse of the, you know, North America as a whole, you know, we all know what it's about. It's about, you know, they're going to bring in the Amero, you know, and it's the North American Union and all that stuff. And the reason why these globalists don't want this stronghold, you know, any type of stronghold anywhere is because you can't bring in a one world currency. You know what I'm saying? When there's a, when any country or any organization or any people have a stronghold anywhere, you just can't do that.
That's right. It's about a lowering of everybody but the elite who are exempt from all their own regulations. Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21, that is the plan. And Petraeus said, what comes after the immigration? North American Union. They are going to get rid of all the countries, one huge mega sector, and then have subdivisions. Just like we were talking about Iraq, playing us off against each other, it is total abject treason. At the Banff Canada 2007 meeting that we got the documents out of through Judicial Watch, they said we will use immigration crisis, flu crisis, and terror crisis to get rid of all the regulations on us and to put regulations on the public. And it was government there and corporations planning our future. Great points. The good news is the people are starting to figure that out. I mean, we have two articles linked on drudgereport.com right now, the biggest news site in the world, with government officials admitting the government is shipping the illegals in. Not just letting them be here, they're shipping them in. This is total treason. This is, oh, you won't do blanket legalization? We'll do it by fiat and say no more deportations. And people go, no more deportations? Yeah, well, then they show up, and by the way, we're going to pay to get you in. See, the sky's the limit, folks. The sky's the limit. Brian in Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you. I'm calling because Pennsylvania is being a tyrant over its citizens by not respecting their constitutional rights to travel.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. It's a lawless government.
Yeah, and I'm fighting it. I don't care. I'm taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court because I found all the case law that I need to fight my
Well, listen, you can fight them in court. That ties them up. Even if you don't win, you can also just stop complying and act like an illegal alien. And more, that's what we have to do is just stop complying at any level. Don't shop with the big corporations. And any law that's unconstitutional, I personally am done. I'm just done with it all.
Yeah, and
I have a saying for the New World Order, piss up or rub.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He robbed us of our financial freedom when Ed Rendell was the governor. He sued with 11 other states, the tobacco company, for $2.2 trillion. And then I happened to catch it on the Pennsylvania government channel. That's the only place he made the announcement that he said, I can order legislation to end poverty right here and now, but I'm not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to fix the sewer system in the Susquehanna River Valley. It's going to cost $11 billion, which was his first installment from the settlement. So I felt he committed treason right then and there when he felt, because we're a Commonwealth state, that he should have ended poverty first and gave us
all money. Well, look, you end poverty by creating a moral culture and creating an equitable culture without monopolies. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We're moving quick here. Government is getting away with whatever it wants. Corporations that run it are. And so the sky's the limit. You're going to see crazier and crazier stuff, folks, because they don't get in trouble. Why shouldn't they? Last caller. Sorry to Robert and Francis. We're going to talk to Anthony in Florida. Go ahead and be our tail gunner here today, brother.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to talk about the immigrant situation.
Brother, we're not screening your call. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely a conspiracy by the government to completely collapse us and turn us into a total socialist welfare nanny state. And if you don't agree with it, you're racist. And that's
I know. I can't believe it's like a pearl of wisdom when a congressman or the Border Patrol union head or Joe Arpaio says that. I mean, it's like, it's 2 + 2 = 4. It's being done on purpose to bankrupt the country and bring in socialists. They don't even want hardworking immigrants from Latin America. They want teenage kids that will grow up literally hanging from Michelle Obama's breast. I mean, literally. I mean, but it's not her breast. It's our money. So actually, it's Michelle Obama attaching them like ticks to our rear ends. Go ahead.
I got a question, too. Is it possible I could speak with you off air at some point, because I'd like to speak with you. Is there a way I could get a hold of
Man,
you?
Man, you know, the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. I have miles to go before I sleep. I've got to go. Just do a whole bunch of stuff, shoot a bunch of video, work on a film right now. Send me a letter with whatever the information is, and maybe I can talk to you, but who knows? Please don't be insulted if I don't, because all I do is work, okay? And I need to take some time off or I'm going to burn out. Great job to the crew. Nightly News Tonight.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, "Listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals," and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
How we're being censored. let the military censor, you know, do experiments on the troops. They have no rights. Anybody that says that the military has no rights hasn't read the law, doesn't understand the precedent. They can't give you experimental drugs in the military without your consent. They can't order you to do it. They can't make you take experimental vaccines. They cannot keep you when you're off duty from being able to visit American news websites by listing them as terrorists. Okay? Just like public schools now, we have another article, are blocking NRA websites, Infowars.com, you name it, but letting you go to Democratic Party websites and communist websites. High school blocks access to conservative pro-gun, but not liberal websites, Infowars.com. This is the truest form of tyranny when they try to censor people like this. And if they're successful, it's all over. The good news is Gallup poll now shows the lowest approval rating ever recorded with a 7% approval rating. I've actually seen one as low as 6 in Gallup, but before the previous low, they claim was 9. It's now a 7. He's absolutely ignoring the Constitution. Republican representative says there's probably enough votes in the House to impeach Obama. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, shock photos. Media gets disappointing look at Texas and Arizona illegal immigrant detention centers. We've been trying to get in, but finally the mainstream media has gotten in. AP, the establishment thought they would write a good whitewash. And if you go to the front page of drudgereport.com, which will punch up for TV viewers, you can see the people coming in with diseases, tuberculosis, measles, mumps, rubella, leprosy. I mean, it is on. The absolute total dregs of collapsing Caribbean and Latin America are surging in right now. And we have breaking videos and exclusives up on Infowars.com chronicling that. The hard drives have been destroyed now. Congress was told that the emails had been deleted with Obama and the head of the IRS and the hundreds of meetings they were having. Now we learn when Congress said, fine, give us the hard drives to restore them. Oh, the hard drives were destroyed. Yes. I know nothing to quote Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes, but this is no slapstick comedy. IRS Lois Lerner emails likely gone forever. Issa says emails don't just disappear. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all saved by the NSA. And I talked about this years ago. Now it's happening. People are trying to subpoena NSA records to show that they were on the phone at this time or that they were at this place this time, and they're declaring national security. So even though these systems can prove you're innocent, it's only going to be used to frame you or set you up or track you or to predict the future of mass movements to then game the entire system. It is not going to be used to empower humanity. Understand that. Pelosi says she's unconcerned about the missing emails. And the Wall Street Journal says the obvious. No, they didn't say the sky was blue. It's more obvious than that. They say it's worse than Watergate. Really? Really? You think it's worse than Watergate? It's about 1,000 times worse. The government shipped guns into Mexico to kill people to blame the Second Amendment. The government is funding Al-Qaeda publicly worldwide. Let's look at some of the Infowars.com stories. I'm going to get into the really hardcore news when we come back. Gallup, again, I mentioned this. Congress approval rating sinks to new historic low. Steve Watson, U.S. military blocks Infowars.com. Are you a dumbass or mad as hell? Very important video to help wake people up at Infowars.com. BLS, Americans on average sleep twice as many hours as they work. Google, the new bank rollover Bitcoin and banks, it's internet revolution. And the article I agree with says it isn't Bitcoin, it's going to be Google Wallet, folks, that dominates. But the age of digital currency is here. Look out for a global tax on it like Tobin. Megyn Kelly confronts Dick Cheney. History has proven you were wrong on Iraq. We're going to play that video. 25 shocking facts about the Earth's dwindling water resources. That's surface water, not deep earth water, but we're going to get into that. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, this is a very important article that ties into immigration, and it ties into the Texas situation with two men arrested in Texas on terrorism charges in Austin, in North Austin. And I'm going to tie that in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-STONE. 557866.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So going back to what I was talking about earlier, the globalist attempt to suppress information, if we respond to it, almost always blows up in their face. All their attempts over the years to discredit Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com has made it the number one news aggregate site in the world. The Pentagon, under Clinton's attempt to ban InfoWars.com and my films back in 1999, literally tripled my audience overnight by word of mouth, and sales of the film exploded, and we noticed almost every order was Marines and Army people or their families ordering the film that they were told they couldn't see. Literally, I can track what put us financially on the map to expand from it being just myself and Buckley Hammond, my cousin, part-time helping me, along with Mike Hansen, my cameraman, part-time helping me in 1999. To 50-plus crew members reaching 20 million people a day. It was the Pentagon trying to censor us. And now they're doing it again, and we're seeing surges of traffic. Because when people can't get on something, they want on it. And people ask the question, well, then why do they do that? Because the control freaks always think they can dominate everybody. But what happens when you try to put a beach ball on the bottom of the pool? You might be able to fight to get it down to the bottom, but what happens once you get it 6-7 feet under the water and then let it go? It explodes upward. That's why good men and women have to fight tyranny, is to create the magical animating contest. It is in the contest that we grow stronger, that we learn the enemy, that we show people the example of choice. Good people have laid down for so long and done whatever the corrupt social engineers have said that the public didn't even know that there were options. But military personnel warned me about urban warfare drills for gun confiscation. I went out, videotaped it, exposed it. The Marines then, along with Clinton, got me fired. But I'd already started the syndicated radio show out of my house. Oh, I forgot the rest of the story. When that blew up in their face, they called me into the general manager's office at the FM, where I was number one in town, and they said, we don't care if you're bringing in a lot of money here. We don't care if you're bringing in top ratings. We've been told from the national level, the owners of Shamrock Communication, that political strings have been pulled, and they're getting a lot of heat. And this company doesn't want to be audited. And he said, by the way, I'm a Marine, former Marine as well. I don't like you talking about my Marines. And I said, I'm not talking bad about your Marines. The Marines shouldn't be trained to confiscate guns. And they then called in the head GM of the whole company that owned newspapers, TV stations, and radio stations all over the country about a month later. And they said, listen, we're going to fire you. Do you understand? If you don't shut up about Bill Clinton and about the military and what they're doing. And I didn't BS them, but I just went, well, I'll try to cut back on that. I didn't. And, boy, they called me in about a month later, and they said, you get your stuff, and you get out of here. And the guy wanted me to get in a fight with him. I just laughed at him. And the guy went, you're not on any radio stations, by the way. Your career is over. Quit lying and saying you're on over 10 stations from your house. Because I've been syndicated a couple years out of my house on Little Bitty Networks. And I just said, okay. I had my films going out virally that people could make copies of. I had my news website already for 3 years at that time that was more like a bulletin board, like Drudge Report, where I could just put links to things I was proving or photos I'd taken. So I couldn't pay for the bandwidth of actually posting articles or videos. But sometimes I could post photos and get huge bills, which forced me to want to make money just to pay the bandwidth bill. I never even dreamed we would grow to this size. But, you know, it didn't matter, folks. I didn't feel sorry for myself and go quit and, you know, go open a bottle of Jack Daniels because I got fired from my top radio show in Austin. I had already known that job wasn't safe. I had already made preparations years before. And again, I'm not talking about myself here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about what you can do. Don't take the fact that this show's here for granted. Don't take any freedom you've got for granted. Don't take that your bank account is there today for granted. Don't take that you've got your job today for granted. Don't take you've got your health today for granted. The globalists are usurping everything we've got. They're stealing everything we've got to dominate and control us. And all I want to do is live in a free society. Doesn't mean you got to agree with me, but we know we're going in the opposite direction of a free society. And my message to you is, you have power. Start a YouTube channel. Start a local online podcast. Start a local newsletter or newspaper. Start a local radio show. Start a local access show. Doesn't matter if you don't have all the answers. Doesn't matter if you don't want to be famous. You're the type of people we need who are in this for the right reasons to go out there and take action and not get caught up in the FBI-funded COINTELPRO cognitive infiltration infighting. The reason I've been successful is I don't infight. I move forward. Most people get caught up in that he said, she said, name-calling. It's all by design. Move forward against the globalists. We will win. Now, I want to get into all this news. I'm going to tie together two men arrested in Texas on terrorism charges, trying to aid the Syrian rebels, ISIS. That's one hand not knowing what the other hand's doing. Terrorist supporter Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, terrorists in Iraq have partnered with Saddam Hussein's old party. That is total twisting. We're going to explain that. So, see, oh, the ISIS groups with Saddam. Really, I didn't know it was being funded by Obama. And how that ties together with former teacher charged with sexual assault, released on bail, admits he raped a six-year-old girl and has been released from jail on a tiny bond, paid $5,000 on the $50,000 bond. That's what you get out on, or 10%. And he has basically admitted to a bunch of other stuff with little girls. How does this tie into all this? I'm going to explain in a moment. But first off, I take it in the morning, I take it at noon, I take it in the evening. A lot of times I just mix it all together in a glass of water together. Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, X2, the only purple crystal source, 7,000 to 12,000 feet, mined here in the United States, true nascent pure iodine. The real deal. Just an example is that the regular so-called Nation Iodine, which still everybody needs, obviously, turns black on paper. Well, if you read, real Nation Iodine's purple and turns electric blue. That's why our original Survival Shield turns electric blue purple. This turns bright electric blue purple. We have a time test to show that. Survival Shield turns purple pretty much instantly. The Survival Shield X2 is brown red and then turns deep electric purple. X2 Survival Shield, the strongest Nation Iodine out there, but does it make me sick like other leading brands? That's why I was going to carry the others. But we went out and developed this with Dr. Group because he already had it in the pipeline because this is giving me the best results. Our results may vary, but all we've gotten is positive reviews. You've heard them. You will go through a detox, folks. Consult your health practitioner or medical provider. But the research on iodine is well known. This is not the iodate and all the other stuff that's bound and not nascent. This is the pure stuff. Okay, this is the stuff that was put in here is highly controlled. A lot of hoops had to be jumped through to get this key element. And that's why in the pure form, before we put it into the palm oil, go through a proprietary process, it turns into gas in the air. I mean, this stuff will eat through the floor, not the stuff you're buying from us. It's been put in a solution to be safe. But the true crystals, like alien blood in the 1970s movie Alien, literally will eat through steel, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine what it does to all the toxins in your body? To tissues, it's like ambrosia. To toxins, it is, well, just, it's been amazing for me and my family. Check it out for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com. You can watch the videos on InfoWarsLife.com to learn more about Get With Dr. Group, breaking down the science behind it and what it does. There's a bunch of videos that we've done on this, and I want to make sure those are added to the shopping cart, InfoWarsLife.com. Not just the promo video, but Dr. Group's interviews he's done here, breaking it down. We need those on the site because he goes through all the science of it. Survival Shield X2. And again, I built up from below the recommended dose to above it. You do whatever's best for you and consult with a physician, but I take 3-quarter droppers a day. Sometimes more at night if I need a boost of energy. Super male vitality, ladies and gentlemen. 8 proprietary super herbs, concentrated organic, together in a proprietary way of distilling it and cold pressing it so it doesn't lose any of its trace elements that help it all work together in synergy. This stuff for me, and you've heard the reviews, we also have super female vitality. That's 2 other herbs in it. That's the same formula with 2 others. Supercharge. What would I do without it? Energy, libido. I used to could not get a tan. I would just burn and get sunspots. But I love the sun. Now I get a rich chestnut brown tan much easier. And that's what Dr. Grip said it would do for my skin. Incredible. InfoWarsLife.com. And then we have, I don't know, it's just dozens of key herbs and essential oils concentrated in the lung cleanse, three shots in the mouth. That inhale after you've already done the three shots. Dramatic what it does to keep my voice going and to fight allergies. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, please support our local AM/FM affiliates. Tell folks about the show. Support the local sponsors. You know what they do to try to get us off the air over the years. It's only made us stronger. Become a local sponsor. I want to thank you all. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or the local station you're listening to today. It is essential to support them, to fund them, and to sponsor them, and to spread the word, as I said. Now, this is how my brain works. I'm driving into work this morning, and I hear 590, our local affiliate, AM, talking about a elementary school first grade teacher, Alfredo Gaitan, charged with sexual assault, released on bail for $5,000. He posted a $50,000 bond, paid $5,000. You can pay 10% and get out. And he has admitted to police he did it. And now they're saying it's a bunch of other little girls that he would hold whoever he wanted back during recess. I mean, I don't want to shoot my mouth off, but if some man did that to my six-year-old daughter, I have a six-year-old daughter, just as a matter of course, I'm coming after you. I'm not even calling the police. And in the old days, that's how it was, so people didn't do stuff like this. Now, this happened in North Austin. On the Round Rock arrested him. That's in a suburb of Austin. Austin, an independent school district. It happened in Austin, but I guess Austin wasn't doing anything, so I guess they had Round Rock do it. And I'm not bashing Austin. The point is that we're getting to the point now where no one will even stop these people. And I heard all of this outrage going on about it's so terrible that this admitted child rapist. I mean, take one look at this guy if you're watching us on TV. These guys, I don't care what color they are, they all have the same wimpy look on their face. I mean, what kind of person wants to go after a little girl? Absolutely. I want to say violent things. I'm not going to say it right now. And I'm not just trying to act tough. I mean, I'm just being honest. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So I understand everybody's mad, but everybody's been trained to not be mad about this next story. According to jail records, a former teacher arrested for sexually assaulting a six-year-old has been bonded out of jail. Alfredo Gaitan was arrested on Friday after police say he confessed to the assault. He's accused of holding a girl back after recess at Riley Elementary last week and forcing her to perform sexual acts on him. I'll perform an act on his head with a baseball bat. It was my daughter. Police charged him with aggravated sexual assault, and since his arrest, four more students within the Austin Independent School District have come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct. Man, you hear about this stuff all the time, and now here's the rest of the story. Here's the rest of the story. Remember this out of WorldNet Daily a few weeks ago? Release of 36,000 criminal aliens, impeachable offense, 36,000 with aggravated assault records, including sexual assault, rape of children, indecency with children, bank robbery, arson, and they're just released. Remember the railway killer who killed 20-plus people, and they kept arresting him and releasing him because he was an illegal alien and had fake names? I mean, if you're running from the law from Latin America, 800 million people are down there. You just come here and you're above the law. And the border is just wide open. So see, when I see an article like this, it makes me think about how America is now a criminal playground for people from Latin America to just come here and do whatever they want, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not that people, I guess, are criminals in Latin America on average, even though it's a very kleptocratic society. People just given up on corruption, let the criminals run wild at every level. It's that statistically the criminals are coming here, and America is a big joke. Now, let's shift gears back into Austin again. This is how my brain works. I saw this article this morning and instantly thought, you've got the FBI doing their job with one hand, and then with the other hand, you've got Obama, the Pentagon, and NATO arming the ISI and Al-Qaeda on record for 3.5 years against Libya, Syria, and now Iraq. Two men arrested in Texas on terrorism charges. The two men, and we've got photos of these morons. One of them's named Khan, the other's Wolf. Two men in Central Texas have been arrested on charges of trying to provide material support to terrorists, with one of the pair seeking to aid extremist groups fighting in Syria. U.S. prosecutors said yesterday, Ratal Askimi Khan, 23, was arrested at his home in Austin suburb of Round Rock and charged with terrorist activities, including committing violent jihad, according to court documents unsealed yesterday. Wolf was arrested at Bush International Airport in Houston on Thursday, attempting to provide material support, I guess, by going to join the terrorists. How are they arresting these guys when they're trying to go join the group?
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and...
By the way, I was conflating the Round Rock arrest of the reported terrorist trying to support Obama's forces and the Saudi Arabian forces in Iraq and Syria, and the confessed child pervert, child rapist. Austin did arrest this guy in North Austin, and so good job, Austin. But now the court has just let him go for $5,000 after being in jail 3 days. And then I was dovetailing that with two men arrested in Texas on the terrorism charges up in Round Rock, north of Austin, and the fact that they were arrested for trying to raise money or get weapons or plan to go to Syria to join the groups who are being openly given a green light and weapons by our government. So that just shows how uncoordinated and out of control the compartmentalization is. Whereas you've got FBI and people following the law, arresting people that give aid to known terrorist organizations, while at the top, Obama gives Stinger missiles to them. And by the way, before I get to all these video clips and our guest that's joining us, we've got a special report with David Knight. Not a chance that IRS officials are telling the truth about missing emails. It's a very good report. Fox and Friends has a report detailing that Health and Human Services is just giving illegal alien children to their extended families in the U.S. Well, it's beyond that. They're taking adults and doing it, too. We broke that yesterday. No one's picked it up. It's so sensational. It's so off the chart that no one's picking it up. Even though if it gets picked up, it could put a stop to it. But no one can believe the Border Patrol, under orders, loads them up at the border and ships them into the country. Wait a minute. Drudge just did. Drudge just went with a red link. Incredible. Incredible. DrudgeReport.com comes to the rescue. Claim Homeland Security paying for illegals to be escorted into the United States. And then we have DHS to pay for illegal immigrants to be escorted into the United States, minors up to the age of 17 to be brought in with dignity and respect at taxpayer expense. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article, and it goes over the solicitation. But that's just a blurb Watson put out. We've got to add to this right now Jakari Jackson's video, where the head of emergency management, can you call Kit Daniels in here, please? See, I've noticed news this big and this bombshell, it's like so over the top, people don't even know how to deal with it. It's like the government funding Al-Qaeda. It's just hard for people to believe. I'm going to talk to him on air. Hey, Kit, come on, come in. You did a great job yesterday just taking the video and just adding the transcript of the McAllen emergency manager to it. I want to add to Watson just that transcript about, you know, in a separate story confirming this, because this is going to be attacked and denied because it's so hardcore. The emergency manager said they arrived with their tickets given to them by the Border Patrol to be shipped, quote, into the interior. And we have the video of it. Just basically take that article and add it under Watson's that has the government solicitation at FBO.gov where they're admitting it here. So really the government is admitting it here. It's already going on. They're just getting ready to mainline it. And so I guess Drudge is careful about only reporting accurate stuff, so he waited till even more proof came out to link to this. But this is huge, because if we force this out, as I was running around on Kachiko with my head cut off yesterday, if we force this out, it is going to be a big, 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 big deal. Because we have them red-handed. The buses come in, the Border Patrol lets them in, the Border Patrol gives them the vouchers. So just take your article, your transcript, add it to the bottom of Watson's, just as if it's the article, and say, confirming this, here's the video, and then, you know, just break it down, okay? Red-linked on DrudgeReport.com. We need this to go mega-viral right now. Good job, Watson, finding that. So that's all coming up. All right. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.